Welcome to Insight with me, Leo Green. Now, Peggy Lee, we all know the name, we've heard of her, but could you name a dozen of her songs? Well, there's Fever, Why Don't You Do Right, but what else? So I've picked out a dozen Peggy Lee recordings, which I'd love to share with you for some insight into her incredible catalogue, which, as we've heard in our Dusty Springfield series, had such a colossal influence on Dusty's style and voice. So let's get started. Here's my selection of a dozen Peggy Lee recordings.
I can wash up 44 pairs of socks and have them hanging out on the line. I can start and iron 2 dozen shirts before you can count from 1 to 9. I can scoop up a great big dipper full of lard from the drippin's can. Throw up the skillet, go out and do my shopping, be back before it melts in the pan. 'Cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. I can rub and scrub till this whole house is shining like a dime. Feed the baby, grease the car, and powder my face at the same time. Get all dressed up, go out and swing till 4 a.m. and then lay down at 5, jump up at 6 and start all over again. 'Cause I'm a woman, a W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. If you come to me sickly, you know I'm gonna make you well. If you come to me all hexed up, you know I'm gonna break the spell. If you come to me hungry, if it's loving you're lacking, I'll kiss you and give you the shivering bits. 'Cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. I got a $20 gold piece, says there ain't nothing I can do. I can make a dress out of a feed bag, and I can make a man out of you. 'Cause I'm a
Peggy with one of the Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller pen classics. Now, Peggy's childhood had been pretty miserable. She'd suffered at the hands of the definitive nightmare stepmother, suffering all kinds of abuse. And so when the chance came to leave home, thanks to spots on local radio stations, she left home, still in her teens, and before very long was talent spotted and hired by one of the biggest names in music at the time. It was thanks to this recording with the talent scout, who just happened to be the bandleader Benny Goodman, that would help launch her to the world in 1942.
You had a plenty money, 1922. You let other women make a fool of you. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too. You're sitting down wondering what it's all about. You ain't got no money, they will put you out. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too. If you had prepared 20 years ago, you wouldn't be a wonder now from door to door. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too. A drink of gin. Why don't you do right like some of the men do? Get out of here and get me some money too. should you write like some other men do? Like some other men do.
The song that launched Peggy Lee to the world just after the Second World War. Now, what's amazing, looking through her incredible catalogue of albums, is just how many songs Peggy recorded that we associate with other artists. But she seemed to either get to the songs before other major artists, or managed to put her own stamp on existing songs that they ended up sounding like, well, they'd been written specially for her. For example, she recorded this one 12 months before Shirley Bassey got her hands on it, and pretty much copied the musical arrangement note for note. Not that that's a crime when it sounds this good.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender, good looking, so refined. Say, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for every guy I see. Hey, big spender, spend a little time with me. Wouldn't you like to have fun, fun, fun? How's about a few laughs, laughs? I can show you a good time. Let me show you a good time. The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender, good looking, so refined. Say, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for every guy I see.
From the score of 1966's Sweet Charity, and a full year before Shirley Bassey released it, Peggy with the title track of her album, Hey Big Spender. As I mentioned, that's an example of Peggy recognising that a new song from a new musical had the potential for her. She was brilliant at picking out what songs to record, and, well, that may sound like an obvious skill to have, but you'd be surprised how many great singers pick duff songs or songs that don't fit their voices. Peggy, on the other hand, excelled at it. Although this song had been out for a couple of years by the time she recorded it, and although up until 1958, I think it had only been recorded by male singers, Peggy makes it sound like the song had been written to order, specifically for her. Such is her masterful interpretation of words and music.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, a fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, a fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever, that is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing, fever started long ago. Romeo loved Juliet, Juliet she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame, thou givest fever. When we kiss his fever with thy flaming youth. Fever, I'm a fire. Fever, yea, I burn forsooth. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, Daddy, oh, don't you dare give me fever. With his kisses, fever, when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus. Daddy, won't you treat him right? Now you've listened to my story. Here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade, to give you fever. When you kiss them, fever, if you live, you learn. Fever, till you sizzle. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way.
The song written for the rhythm and blues singer Little Willie John, but regarded by many as a Peggy Lee classic. Peggy was also unlike pretty much any of her contemporary singers who had come up through the big bands and gone on to enjoy solo success, in that she was also a songwriter. Over the years, she would write with the likes of Duke Ellington, Harold Arlen, Cy Coleman, along with fellow singer Mel Torme. In the early 1950s, she began working for Walt Disney, providing and singing the songs for one of the new Disney movies.
What a dog. What a dog. He's a tramp, but they love him. Breaks a new heart every day. He's a tramp. They adore him, and I only hope he'll stay that way. He's a tramp, he's a scoundrel, he's a rounder, he's a cad. He's a tramp, but I love him. Yes, even I have got it pretty bad. You can never tell when he'll show up. He gives you plenty of trouble. I guess he's just a no-count pup. But I wish that he were double. He's a tramp. He's a rover. And there's nothing more to say. If he's a tramp, he's a good one. I wish that I could travel his way. Wish that I could travel his way. Wish that I could travel his way.
One of Peggy's compositions from Lady and the Tramp. Part of Peggy's brilliance was her ability to inhabit and characterize the lyrics of a song in the way that Frank Sinatra did, in contrast to someone like Billie Holiday, whose approach was to inhabit the melodic and rhythmic content of the song. The fact that Peggy had a much smaller vocal range than a singer like Billie Holiday didn't hold her back. Her interpretation and delivery of the songs, the characterization of the lyrics, paired with her impeccable delivery of the melody, meant that she vocally easily sat amongst the true singing greats. She was one of music's greatest ever storytellers. Listen how she draws us into this little story.
I remember when I was a little girl, our house caught on fire. I'll never forget the look on my father's face as he gathered me up in his arms and raced to the burning building out of the pavement. And I stood there, shivering in my pajamas, and watched the whole world go up in flames. And when it was all over, I said to myself, is that all there is to a fire? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If That's all there is, my friends. Then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. If that's all there is. And when I was 12 years old, my daddy took me to the circus, the greatest show on earth. There were clowns and elephants and dancing bears, and a beautiful lady in pink tights flew high above our heads. And as I sat there watching, I had the feeling that something was missing. I don't know what, but when it was all over, I said to myself, is that all there is to the circus? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. If that's all there is. And then I fell in love with the most wonderful boy in the world. We'd take long walks down by the river, or just sit for hours gazing into each other's eyes. We were so very much in love. And then one day he went away, and I thought I'd die, but I didn't. And when I didn't, I said to myself, is that all there is to love? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep. I know what you must be saying to yourselves. If that's the way she feels about it, why doesn't she just end it all? Oh no, not me. I'm not ready for that final disappointment. 'Cause I know, just as well as I'm standing here talking to you, that when that final moment comes and I'm breathing my last breath, I'll be saying to myself, is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friend, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. If that's all there is.
The title track of an album that proved to be a huge return to form, earning Peggy a Grammy for Best Vocal Performance and once again cementing her reputation as one of the great interpreters of song, alongside Frank Sinatra and anyone else you care to mention. Peggy said later that although that song wasn't written for her, it just so happened that the lyric paraphrased her own life better than she could ever have written herself. Another one of Peggy's songs now that's become a standard in the Great American Songbook. And this really highlights her economically brilliant sense of timing. No note is wasted, no phrase is oversung. She sounds adamant that the star of the recording or performance should be the song, not the singer. Perhaps that's not surprising considering she wrote it.
I love the East, I love the West, and North or South, they're both the best. But I'll only go there as a guest, 'cause I love being here with you. I love the sea, I love the shore, I love the rocks, and what is more, with you there they'd never be a bore, 'cause I love being here with you. Singing in the shower, laughing by the hour, life is such a breezy game. love all kinds of weather, long as we're together. I love to hear you say my name. I like good wine and fine cuisine and candlelight. I like the scene. But baby, if you know what I mean, I love being here with you. I love being here with you. I like a dance by Fred Astaire and Brando's eyes, Yul Brynner's hair. But I think to tell you's only fair that I love being here with you. And Cary Grant, oh doo-da-day, his utter charm takes me away. But don't get me wrong, how do you say? I love being here with you. Bassy's band is swinging, I like Ella singing, because there's something else you know. They know how to say it, they know how to play it, they wind it up and let it go. I love the thrill of New York show. I'd love to kiss Durandy's nose. But I'd like to say before I close that I love, I just love, I love being here with you.
Peggy with another of her self-penned classics. Now you are listening to Insight with me, Leo Green, here on lgradio.online, and we're looking through the catalogue of Peggy Lee. And we heard Hey Big Spender a little earlier in the show, and here's another song associated with Shirley Bassey, which Peggy beat her to. Shirley's brilliant version of this George Harrison song came out 1 year after Peggy had identified it as one of the great new songs being written at the time. Here's her version from 1969, produced by the great Randy Newman.
Something in the way he moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way he woos me, I don't want to leave him now. You know I believe in how. Somewhere in his smile he knows that I don't need no other lover. Something in his style that shows me I don't want to leave him now. You know I you're asking me, will my love grow? I don't know. I don't know. You stick around now, it may show. I don't know. And all I have to do is think of him. Something in the things he shows me, I don't want to leave him now. You know I believe in
Now, the same year Peggy released that one, she had recorded something associated with the hippie movement that you wouldn't perhaps associate with a one-time band singer from the Benny Goodman Orchestra. But Peggy's vocal stylings, as we've heard, meant she wasn't restricted to one or two genres. Even Frank Sinatra doesn't sound convincing on certain songs, and I say that as an obsessive Frank Sinatra fan. But Peggy had a way with her understated delivery, ensuring the song was given priority as opposed to her own vocal performance. And this meant she was able to pretty much attack anything and make it sound relaxed, assured, and totally believable, even when it was a contemporary song written by a bunch of hippies from San Francisco.
Sometimes I'm right and I can be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. The butcher, the baker, the drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people. There is a blue one who can't accept the green one, for living with a fat one, trying to be a skinny one. Different strokes for different folks. And so on, and shooby-dooby-dooby. Short hair for being such a rich one that will not help the poor one. Different strokes for different folks. And so on and so on. A Scooby-Dooby-Dooby. There is a yellow one that won't accept the black.
Peggy Lee sings Sly and the Family Stone here on Insight. Now here's another example of Peggy drawing us in with her understated style. So many singers have tried this song. In fact, there's an old musician's joke. How many girl singers does it take to sing Black Coffee? All of them, apparently. Now many have sung it, but of course nobody to date has come close to this iconic version.
I'm feeling mighty lonesome. Haven't slept a wink. I walk the floor and watch the door, and in between I drink black coffee. Love's a hand-me-down broom. I'll never know a Sunday in this weekday room. I'm talking to the shadows, 1 o'clock till four. And Lord, how slow the moments go when all I do is pour black coffee. Since the blues caught my eye, I've I'm hanging out on Monday, my Sunday dreams too dry. Now man is born to go a-loving, a woman's born to weep and fret, to stay at home and tend her oven and drown her past regrets in coffee and cigarettes. I'm mooning all the morning, morning all the night, and in between it's nicotine and not much heart to fight. Black coffee, feeling low as the ground, it's driving me crazy, this waiting for my baby to maybe come around.
Peggy's recording of a 1948 song still demanding respect and attention in 2021. Such a brilliant recording. Now I have a couple more choices for you, two very different songs from Peggy, showing her emotional range. This song had pretty much only ever been sung by men until Peggy began including it in her live shows towards the end of the 1960s.
Look down, that lonesome road. Before you travel on, look up, and seek your maker, for Gabriel blows his horn. I'm so weary, toting such a heavy load. I've been traveling down that lonesome road. Look down, look down that lonesome road before you travel on. True love, what have I done that you should treat me so? Yes, you caused me to walk and talk before. And I'm so weary, weary toting such a heavy load. I've been traveling down that lonesome road. Look down that lonesome road before you travel on.
Lonesome Road, a song that became a feature of Peggy's live shows. Now, my last selection for you from Peggy is simply glorious. In 1957, she'd signed to the legendary Capitol Records label to take her rightful place at the company that housed so many of the greatest singers of her time. She maintained right up until the end of her life that the first album she recorded for her new label was her very own favourite. Her voice had been paired with Nelson Riddle's orchestrations, along with a conductor who understood the musical requirements of a singer like no other conductor in the world, Frank Sinatra. It was the last song at the end of side two that stopped the world in its tracks and would further elevate Peggy's worldwide popularity. Although the song had been written 20 years previously, the way Peggy sings this is as if she's talking to each of us having written the song herself. After Frank Sinatra recorded One For My Baby, very few singers went near that song again. The same thing happened after Ella recorded Every Time We Say Goodbye. The vocal interpretations and the performances of the melody and lyric were so perfect on those recordings that, well, it seemed almost nonsensical anyone else bothering to try and record them. I suspect the same is true of this Peggy Lee recording.
Someday we'll build a home on a hilltop high, you and I, shiny and new, a cottage that two can fill, and we'll be pleased to be called folks who live on the hill. Someday we may be adding a wing or two, a thing or two. We will make change as any family will, but we will always be called the folks who live on the hill.
Peggy Lee, accompanied by Nelson Riddle's arrangement and conducted by Frank Sinatra with her defining version of The Folks Who Live on the Hill. Now, obviously, I can't cover every great recording Peggy made in this slot, but hopefully my small insight will inspire you to check out some more of her recordings. Her recorded legacy remains one of the greatest of any singer of the 20th century. Peggy was an artist who sold more than 100 million records. She was a songwriter who wrote more than 500 songs, an actress who was nominated for an Oscar, and a singer who set a standard of song interpretation that nobody has surpassed since. Anyway, I'm afraid time's up. That's all there is. Or, as Peggy herself instructed us, if that's all there is, then let's keep dancing.
Our veranda will come of meadows green, the sort of view that seems to want to be seen. And when the kids grow up and leave us, we'll sit and look. Just we two, baby and Joe, who used to be Jack and Jill, the folks who like to be called what they have always been called.
This is LG Radio.online. Thanks for listening.